The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission President, was speaking today at the EU, and she said that the EU is looking to relax state aid rules to increase the supply of affordable housing. In her speech, she highlighted the number of EU countries that are experiencing housing crises and said they will begin working on the first ever European affordable housing plan. But how would a plan like this be implemented across such different countries with different issues? Well, to explain all of this and more is senior housing lecturer at Technological University Dublin, Lorcan Sir. Lorcan, you're very welcome to the country. She also said that they're working with a Euro investment bank to bring 1.3 million new renovated homes across Europe. Not a huge amount of detail, but in what way is she going to achieve that?
Afternoon, Ciara. We have to understand firstly where this comes from, right? Because the EU have traditionally never got themselves involved in housing across all the countries, because they tend to believe that it's a market issue and the market is the cause and solution of all our housing issues. So things have got very bad, and what they're terrified in the European Union as a whole is that you have right-wing, very extreme right-wing and left-wing parties who have populist ideas about how to solve it, getting into power. So it's kind of driven by politics and the desire of the European Union, European Commission, to kind of hold on to the political centre. So what they can do, or what they could look at, for example, are things like what you find across all the European countries. And this year myself, I've been up to Estonia and down to Italy and all those places, and you see the same problems. Because a lot of the same players that we find in Ireland, whether they're investment funds or short-term net companies, are at play in all the countries around Europe. So you see the same lobbying techniques and the same outcomes. So you see more investment companies hoovering up new housing that really should be sold to people, or you find short-term net companies hoovering up lots of accommodation and renting it out to tourists when really that should be used for kind of local people. And you see these issues in places like Barcelona. So what the European Union are saying is kind of enough is enough, and let's see what we can do across from a European perspective. Because remember, a lot of the things that stop us from doing things that we might want to do in Ireland, like banning, say, the Airbnbs of the world, are prevented by the European Commission. So the European Commission or the EU could relax certain rules around how much we can borrow and how much we can lend, for example, or what we can ban and not ban. Yeah, and they could do that across the whole continent.
But if you look at the plan as well, outside of, you know, doing what they're planning to do around Airbnbs, they're also talking about building affordable housing, injecting cash to allow countries to build more houses that are genuinely affordable. How are they proposing to do that?
Well, they're not going to set up an EU building company, I can tell you that. But what they would do is, for example, we borrow money in Ireland from the European Investment Bank, and then we lend that money out to councils and to approved housing bodies to go and build social and affordable housing. The problem we have is that due to kind of European competition rules, the Housing Finance Agency, for example, that lends to approved housing bodies, can only lend at the same rate as the banks, right? So if AIB are lending money at 9%, the HFA can only lend at 9%, which makes the development of social and affordable housing quite expensive. So what the EU could do, and I suspect what they have in mind, is to say, you know, if you're the state and you're lending to companies that are going to build social and affordable housing, you can lend it at 3%. It doesn't have to be 9%. And in that way, I think they plan to stimulate the delivery of more social and affordable housing, but they won't be setting up a large EU-wide kind of construction company.
It was interesting to look too at the comments of Dan Jorgensen, who is this Danish centre-left politician who seems to be looking after the area of housing policy within the European Commission. And he was speaking, talking about the fact that there should be no room in Europe for selfish speculation on a basic need like our homes. I think that's probably a direct point towards investors and towards in vulture funds. Is that in some ways kind of at odds, I suppose, with the policies and the thinking of the government here, in particular the Fine Gael government over the last 14 years?
Yeah, well, Fine Gael ideology as a kind of a right-wing economic party would be very much that Ireland is a small open economy, as they keep reiterating. And that means, you know, doing things like having, you know, getting rent taken in every month tax-free and not stopping it and doing that deliberately to encourage it. We see the VAT reduction, you know, in the budget last week. I mean, that's not about making housing more affordable. That's about making it more profitable for these companies. So it would be, you're right.
There's a tension there.
Well, there's a huge tension there between what the EU wants to do and government, kind of, which is essentially neoliberal, classic neoliberal ideology that the market will solve our problems. And that's going to be a tension. And the EU can see that across Europe, because increasingly you have countries that were doing really well in housing, like Finland had no homeless problem for several years until the right-wing government got elected. And now they cut funding, and you see their homeless numbers beginning to rise again. You see that in Denmark as well, that had quite strict restrictions on say foreign ownership. You need to live there for 5 years in Denmark before you can buy a home. You see even in Denmark, you see the creep of the institutional investors coming in and hoovering up property. This is what Dan Jurgensen called the financialization of housing, which is right. We're treating housing increasingly as an asset rather than as a home, and that drives up the price of it and makes it less affordable for everybody. So it would be quite an ideological shift if the EU said, hang on a second, lads, the state should be doing an awful lot more than it is, rather than letting the market do it.
What about the pace of all this? Because one of the big criticisms of the EU is that it is extremely bureaucratic, that change is at a glacial pace. Is there any timeline here on when that plan is going to be published and actually put into action?
Well, I think the speed of their actions will be directly dictated by how terrified they are of the extreme parties on the right and the left. This plan for more affordable housing across Europe was due to be delivered sometime next year, and they've brought it forward to December this year. So I think that's an indication in itself, Ciara, that they're a little bit worried about this. You know, with a lot of countries having elections next year, and the youth in particular being vulnerable to populist kind of solutions from the extreme left and the extreme right, I think they're terrified that they will see more Giorgio Meloni's around the place, more right-wing governments like in Finland, and coming up with kind of, you know, extreme solutions that kind of really won't solve the problem for any country, you know.
All right, Laura Kinsler, we're going to have to leave that there for now, but thank you for your insight as always.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.